Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you through a Friday, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. And, boy, we're getting a little more sunshine than I thought. There's at least a little bit trying to peer through those clouds. And, boy, thankfully, the rain has stayed away. And that's great news for us because tomorrow we have a softball game coming your way at 9 o'clock, Elyria Catholic at Midview. And then I've got the call for you. High school baseball action at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with Lorraine taking on Elyria. So let's hope that Mother Nature continues to cooperate. She needs to cooperate for a number of different reasons, not just for our baseball games, but there are a lot of ribbon-cutting ceremonies taking place in the great city of Avon Lake. And here to tell us more about not only those new businesses, but also the North Coast Business Expo, is Ted Esborn, Economic Development Director at Avon Lake. Ted, thank you very much for the time today, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks so much for having me again.
Well, I want to start with next weekend's 7th annual North Coast Business Expo that you guys are hosting. Let's start out with the basic details. Where and when is this all going down, and who all is involved?
Sure. So the event is, you know, next Thursday, the 25th, open to the public from 2 to 4 p.m. The location is Springer's Main Street Care Facility, which is in Avon Lake's town center area. If you sort of know, the area that has, like, Parker's, around, Buffalo Wild Wings and First Federal. It's kind of behind there on Community Drive. The address is 500 Community Drive. And, the event's open to the public, but it features about 40 local businesses and organizations. Like you said, this is the 7th time we've done this, hosting it as the city of Avon Lake. I think it's the 5th time, we've done it at this, this Springer location. It's a really unique space. It's sort of designed to look like a small town main street. This year, we set out with sort of, two purposes for the event. We wanted to showcase Avon Lake businesses, and, we've especially got a really nice crop of new businesses that have come to Avon Lake just in the last year, but also to make it like a regional networking event for all small business owners. So those are sort of our two goals. It's a great event. There's free food provided by Springer, in the past, people have really enjoyed just sort of, meeting new people. And, the timing works well at the end of April. The weather's usually breaking. And, it's become a nice annual event for us. And, it's nice to be able to sort of show off some of our new local businesses.
Again, it's the 7th annual North Coast Business Expo. It's a little less than 2 weeks away, Thursday, April 25th. Ted Esborn, Avon Lake's Economic Development Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the afternoon to talk about it. Ted, you answered part of this in the last question, but what was the hope when this was created 7 years back, and how do you believe you guys have kind of sustained that for nearly a decade now with this event?
Sure. I think that, when the event started, it was, the city just wanted to, have, something that was geared towards business, and it was sort of general, and we've grown it so that, we're sort of more specific now about what we try and do with the event. I mean, we look at, the small businesses in Avon Lake. We ask ourselves, how can we help them with this event? And what we try and do is, sort of market the event to other small business owners in the region. We work with the Chambers of Commerce and reach out to other different groups to try and bring them in so that, the Avon Lake businesses can benefit from, networking with these other business owners. So I think I would say that 7 years ago it started as, hey, let's try to have a business-oriented event. And now we're really, every year, we're sort of asking ourselves, how can we use this event to better benefit our small businesses?
Well, and you guys also have a tie-in with this event with Community Resource Services. Tell us about that charitable tie-in and how that works into the entire process.
So a portion of the fees that businesses pay to have a table at the expo, a portion of that goes to Community Resource Services, which of course is an organization that combats the effects of poverty here in Avon Lake as well as in Avon. And you know, it's sort of our way of, you know, making the event, you know, not only a benefit for business, but you know, sort of through the registration process, we're able to, you know, allow it to benefit, you know, a great nonprofit organization that's located right here in Avon Lake.
Sounds like an outstanding opportunity if you're a citizen, because you have a chance to go out there and interact with the business owners, or at least a lot of those in management with all the new businesses in Avon Lake. If you're a citizen, it's free admission, free food also. So it's really cool stuff. Sounds like a win-win for everybody. Well, you guys have a lot of new businesses going up over in Avon Lake. You've been really busy over the last few weeks with some ribbon-cutting ceremonies, and you'll have a few more here in the coming weeks. Who all has moved in?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a ribbon cutting event just today, and I think it may have been the first time that I have done multiple ribbon cutting ceremonies in one event. And what made that possible is there is a new space that has become available. It's on the city's west side. It's actually on Lake Road in the Beach Park Station Shopping Plaza, which is a historically significant shopping plaza in Avon Lake. There's an old historic train station, and what the owners of the property have done is they've started renovating the second floor of this train station building to create office space. If you're familiar with the area, this is actually the Saddle Inn. This is sort of the guest rooms at the old Saddle Inn. They're being converted into office space and studio space. And so, you know, the mayor and I, Mayor Zilka and I, had the pleasure just this morning of being able to, you know, do three ribbon-cutting ceremonies at once. So we opened up Rita Hassett's art studio, and then Bobby Biederman Photography, and then finally Wisdom Tree Kids, which is owned by Caroline Benedum. And it's a really neat sort of office space up there, and like I said, it's in a historic building, and I think people would be very surprised to see how nice they've, you know, renovated it. And there's actually going to be an open house up, you know, in the, you know, the spaces are called the Lofts at Beach Park Station, and there's an open house tomorrow. You know, Bobby Biederman Photography is going to have the open house from 2 to 8 p.m. And Rita Hassett, the artist, is going to have the open house from 5 to 8 p.m.
Very, very cool stuff. And again, you guys have been extraordinarily busy opening up new businesses with ribbon-cutting ceremonies. Hopefully that's something that continues throughout the rest of 2019 and beyond. And, well, speaking about 2019, but you guys have made it a year-long bicentennial celebration. You guys have had several events going on for, oh, about the last 6 months or so. How many events do you guys have lined up counting down to the end of the bicentennial celebration?
Sure, good question. We have four events, including our grand finale. The next event, which is really just around the corner, is our, you know, we call it Scavenger Hunt Destination Party. A really great concept. You know, what we're doing is there are sort of teams of people that, you know, sort of get clues and sort of travel around the city, you know, following the clues and, you know, finding the right location that the clue describes. And then the ultimate destination is a party at a, sort of a surprise location. So just a lot of fun to have with, you know, a group of friends or maybe just you and someone else. But, you know, a really cool concept, and I think it's going to be a big hit. Then we've got, in June, we've got our hike into history on June 9th, which is sort of a family-oriented event. It's going to be in the Kauf Reservation, and it's going to have, you know, different demonstrations of, you know, pioneer life. You know, there's going to be, you know, sort of... different animals and, you know, sort of the old-timey saws, you know, sawing logs, you know, with on both sides and things like that. So that, you know, those are two events that we're very actively planning right now. Then, you know, this is an event that we may not have talked about because it's a relatively recent addition, and I think you might be interested. On June 29th, we're having an old-fashioned baseball game.
Wow.
Between the Ohio Village Muffins, which is a I think it's a Columbus-based old-fashioned baseball team, and they are going to play a team compiled of Avon Lakers, and it's going to be, you know, old-time baseball, you know, sort of. Baseball played in like the 1860s or 1870s or
so
something like that.
No gloves, nothing like that.
No, I think it's no gloves. You know, it's a different style of pitching to be sure. You know, if you were to look up Ohio Village Muffins online, you could sort of see a video of, you know, sort of what the game looks like. But at any rate, that's on June 29th. It's going to be at Weiss Field. And then our grand finale, July 4th, also at Weiss Field. It's going to be a pretty full day. We're going to be, you know, starting off, you know, close to, you know, maybe 12, 1 o'clock, and then going all the way through to the fireworks. And that'll be our, you know, the grand finale to our year-long celebration.
Those last two events, those are free events, correct?
Yes, they are. Yeah, the actually the last, you know, everything except the scavenger hunt is free to the public.
Nice. So it sounds like the price is Weiss.
Oh,
see?
Yeah. Yeah.
See what we did there? See, Matt Douglas is rolling his eyes.
Yes,
hates when I play that game because it happens all throughout the day.
It's all puns all the time here, Ted.
Hey, no, it's, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
It's good stuff. Well, Ted, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. A lot of exciting things happening in Avon Lake, and the bicentennial celebrations have been a lot of fun to follow. And well, you guys are far from done; still have a few months left of centennial celebrations as well. So we appreciate the time, Ted. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. It's always great being on.
Thank you very much, Ted. Again, Ted Esborn, Avon Lake's Economic Development Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.